Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Steve and Ted here on 98.7, 1330, KNSS, 847 here on this Friday morning. Now, three big things.
Three.
Kansas gas prices bucking the normal pattern, holding steady. For now,
two.
Law Enforcement Memorial Service today at Wichita City Hall, remembering those who died in the line of duty.
One.
Boeing says it has finished updating the flight control software, one step closer to getting the 737 MAX back in the air. Three big things, Steve and Ted on KNSS.
Speaking about those gasoline prices here in Kansas, here in the Wichita area, $2.49 seems to be a very common price amongst the retailers out there. I have this morning found one better price out there. This is at 47th Street South and Hydraulic, $2.47 a gallon there. Traffic update from 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. I'm Jad Chambers.
Mostly sunny and breezy today with a high of 83 degrees. Yesterday's high was 89. We're still about 8 or 9 degrees warmer than usual for this time of year. Partly cloudy, a 20% chance for showers and storms tonight. That will be late tonight. The overnight low 67. Now for Saturday, mostly cloudy with a 50% chance for showers and thunderstorms and a high of 76 degrees. Now partly cloudy, we've got a south wind gusting to 29 miles per hour and 69 degrees. 848 Steve and Ted coming up at 9 o'clock, top of the hour, the Glenn Beck program here on KNSS. Bill O'Reilly's going to bring us the news of the week.
It's always a great Friday segment.
Yeah, Glenn Beck on the way. Well, now the Baxter Money Minute. Instead of Amazon.com, it may have been called Relentless.com.
In the early stages of Amazon, Jeff Bezos and his former wife and first employee held their meetings inside their local Barnes & Noble. Former CEO and founder Jeff Bezos landed on Amazon as the name of the e-commerce giant had some other names in the bag, such as Kadabra, as in abracadabra, and Relentless. However, his lawyer convinced him that Kadabra did not sound magical at all. Rather, Kadabra sounded too familiar to cadaver. Although Relentless did not make the cut to the name of the company, Bezos had the domain name and now website Relentless.com, which redirects you to Amazon.
Don and Justin Baxter host the Money Planning Hour Sunday mornings at 9 on KNSS.
There's a little trivia for
you.
That
was interesting, wasn't it? Yeah. Steve and Ted poll question today. How much vacation time do you expect to take this summer? It's right there on our webpage, knssradio.com, and they didn't have a choice for me. I intended to take at least 6 weeks this summer, Ted.
Yeah, it's kind of like a mini sabbatical.
Throw you up a little warning there. Yeah. 2 weeks or more gets 21% on our poll. Less than a week, 23%. None, 26%. And 1 to 2 weeks, 30%. If you'd like to be involved in our poll, Steve and Ted poll question right there on our webpage, knssradio.com. Well, stocks broadly higher on Wall Street, coming back after those worries about the trade fight earlier in the week. And the S&P 500 rose 25 points. The Dow, 214 points. The NASDAQ gained 75 points. So a little bit better day on Wall Street for our 401ks yesterday, Ted. 8:51 now, Steve and Ted, and a business executive has come back to Wichita, right? Bill Roy, editor of the Wichita Business Journal, with us this morning. Right, Bill?
That's exactly right. Good morning.
Good morning.
The story in the weekly edition of the Wichita Business Journal, getting to know better the new CEO at Hi-Tech Technologies. Derek Nielsen, former CEO Wayne Chambers, announced his retirement, and not long after that, the board named Nielsen to be his successor. They were familiar with Nielsen. He was their strategy and business consultant when he worked at Allen Gibson Hulick. Nielsen left AGH for 4 years to help run a company in Perry, Oklahoma. He returned to Wichita and his family on the weekends. Nielsen says he's always been fascinated by change, whether it's in government, in organizations, or private business. Nielsen attended KU, Georgetown University, and the University of Oxford. He was in South Africa when apartheid fell apart. This week we spend 10 minutes with Mike Smith. He's the former chief meteorologist over at KSN who left to start his own forecasting company. He's retired from meteorology and now consults with other entrepreneurs. Smith says he doesn't want people to learn about starting a business the hard way, like he did. Local breaking business news every day on KNSS and at WichitaBusinessJournal.com. For the Wichita Business Journal, I'm Bill Roy.
You know, I don't think Mike made too many mistakes. I knew him when he started out then, and you did too, I think. And he's a sharp guy. Great weather guy, but he has a really good business mind as well. Learned a couple of things from him when I was at another company dealing with him. I learned a couple of things from Mike. One very important thing, and that was get it in writing. Get it in writing.
Always
make sure you get it in writing. Well, Bill, to see what we got going on here today. Well, I want to share with you that it's a birthday of one of my favorite people. Linda Carrier Metz is her name. Linda Carrier Metz. Do you know Linda?
I don't think I do.
LCM. She was once the manager of the KFH radio station here in town. And now she's in a huge marketing concern. I forget what it's called, but it's so they're so good at branding that I can never remember the name. But apparently, I gave her the fact that she on the air that she has a birthday, and she emailed me that people are texting her and annoying her.
Nice.
So I said you should probably email back. Maybe you should listen to the radio show now and then. LCM. Have you ever? Have you ever worked for a female boss? Did you do that at 12?
Oh, yeah, several times. Yeah, my news director when I started over at Channel 12 was a female, and we had a female general manager over there for a while. And, yeah,
and
I don't have any problem with it.
I worked for a couple, and I don't have any problem with them at all. Usually they treat me a little nicer than the other employees because they realize the talent level, right, Ted? And
right.
Is that your theory? Okay.
That's my theory, of course. Of course, I could be wrong
you
about
know what?
That.
When you're talking about bosses, it doesn't matter male or female or in between, long as they're competent and they know what they're doing. That's the main thing.
Exactly right. I'm teasing and I'm kidding a little bit, but I always give, no matter who the manager's been, I've always been respectful and to the utmost, except I will tease a little bit, but I'm respectful, right? Ted, what do you got going on this weekend? Something going on this weekend? You're doing football.
I got indoor football tomorrow night for the Wichita Force down at Interest Bank Arena. And I've got rehearsals beginning soon for 1776. I'll be
you're going to be in that again,
reprising my award-winning role as John Adams.
John Adams,
yeah, we'll be doing that. We'll get rehearsal started up for that. So,
All right. So you got going on. How about you, Bill? You got a big weekend there going, sir?
Well, I'm rehearsing for a big production that I'm playing a part in, reprising my role as the guy who shot Aaron Burr.
Yikes!
I'm kidding. I have no idea.
Aaron Burr.
I'm going up to Kansas City. Nope. Probably get some new tires up there.
The excitement.
That's not a hint that you're peddling Hamilton tickets or anything. No.
Oh. See, the way that worked was that Burr shot Hamilton. See?
Oh, okay. All right.
Are you familiar with this at all?
A little bit.
And Burr.
Aaron Burr was involved. I had built this up. I was trying to play off of what.
And
what
Burr,
Ted had said, and I had nowhere to go.
And Burr went to Mexico and disappeared, and Hamilton got his face on the $10 bill.
Nice.
So if you want complete notoriety forever, I would recommend you get in a duel with somebody and lose, okay?
Yep.
All right. By the way, it looks like we could get a little weather in the area.
Yeah, I might. Yeah.
Talking about it all over Kansas and maybe even Wichita. A little
Everybody
weather coming up.
Keep your eyes to the sky.
That's it.
This weekend.
That's right.
Coming up at 9 o'clock this morning, a memorial to honor fallen law enforcement officers today at Wichita City Hall. Mm-hmm. That story and more news coming up at 9 o'clock this morning. Thanks for listening. Stay tuned for Glenn Beck, Rush Limbaugh, and news updates all day. Steve at 10 in the morning on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS Wichita. Keep it here for all your weather coverage through the weekend. Steve and Ted on KNSS.
Have a great weekend.
Yeah, hi there. My name is Bob, and I need some help. I haven't filed my taxes in over 5 years. I haven't told my wife about it.
Oh, O'Reilly. Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.